Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and our God in the flesh, Savior Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. What a difference one moment in time can make. 1 minute. Mary was minding her own business, doing the chores of her family household. The next, she's visited by the angel Gabriel, chief of the messenger angels. Mary is betrothed to a man named Joseph. The two are not permitted to be together until their marriage is official and public by God's design. And while she is still at home with her family, Mary's whole world changed in a flash. Mary feared the sudden arrival of the angel, as would have anyone in her situation or any situation. After assuring her that she was favored by God, the angel Gabriel proceeded to tell her remarkable news. Do you remember that long-awaited Messiah that God promised so long ago? And do you know how many millions of young girls just like yourself have come before you, wondering if they might be God's chosen one? Well, Mary, you are it. God has chosen you to bear His Son into this world. That Messiah promised all the way back in the Garden of Eden was about to begin his human life in the womb of this young girl from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth. By the power of God's remarkable word and the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, Mary became pregnant with the God-man, God the Father's eternal Son. He was the Word that was indeed spoken by God, that had brought all things into existence. Now He was a microscopic embryo, the virgin womb of Mary. Now, what do you do? How would the next 9 months of pregnancy go for the young girl bearing God's Son? Mary, found to be pregnant before marrying Joseph, would bring harsh judgment down upon her and her betrothed and perhaps the whole family. How are they going to pull through all of these great challenges around them? Only by the grace of God, by His peace, and trusting in His promises. Not long after this encounter with God's angel, Mary arose and she made a journey down to Judah, some 90 miles away. She did so very quickly, Luke tells us. Gabriel had told Mary that her relative Elizabeth was also pregnant and was now 6 months along in her pregnancy. Elizabeth's pregnancy was also miraculous, as she had been barren her whole life through, no children whatsoever, and was now far too old to have children anymore. Hearing of Elizabeth's pregnancy no doubt gave some courage to Mary in the situation that she was not alone. Whatever suspicious words were spreading around Mary and Joseph and Mary's young pregnancy, Elizabeth might surely understand the situation. So early in her first trimester, Mary made that 90-mile journey to Judah. Her efforts were greatly rewarded. Into Zechariah's house walked Mary. "Shalom," she said, not yet 100% sure that Elizabeth would be happy to see her. But when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. This is rather stunning. Elizabeth heard, the baby leaped in her womb. Unborn babies may be able to recognize familiar voices, But this son of Elizabeth had never been around Mary before, or her unborn child. Elizabeth then said, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb." Elizabeth, the wife of a veteran priest, one who had come to know many different women throughout the years, announced this young Mary as blessed among women. Truly remarkable. Of course, Elizabeth is able to speak such things because she is filled with the Holy Spirit as well. And St. Paul would indeed later write that no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit, meaning that any true confession of saving faith is enabled and empowered by the Holy Spirit alone, including this recognition by Elizabeth of her Lord in Mary's womb. Elizabeth is so empowered by the Holy Spirit. "Why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Catch those words? Have you ever thought upon those words, meditated upon those words? The mother of my Lord? How could such a thing be? Elizabeth's Lord would be the God Almighty, right? The same God whom her husband Zechariah for years had faithfully served as priest in the temple. The same God who is eternal, with no beginning and no end, who himself is God the Father, with no beginning, no end, the product of no greater or parental beings. How could this God and Lord, the true God of all creation, now have Elizabeth's very young relative as his mom? This is truly epic. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth is the first confessor of the incarnation. She is able to see that the eternal God is resting now right there in her own relative. Her own baby in her own womb gives evidence to that truth. And it is because of the incarnation that Mary is now blessed among women. Remember how ordinary Mary was not so long before. Nothing abnormal about her whatsoever. Nothing, there was not anything about Mary that made God just have to pick her. That is, God did not pick Mary because she was special. Quite the contrary, actually. God's picking of Mary is what made her special. Blessed among women. From of old, God had promised the coming of the Messiah. It was clear that the Messiah would come from the seed of woman, be a child of man. It had become clear throughout the prophecies of the Old Testament scriptures that the Messiah would also be God's son in the flesh. Isaiah had foretold the virgin who would conceive and bear a son. And so God chose this one. This young woman, Mary, to be the Theotokos, the God-bearer, the mother of God. For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, Elizabeth goes on, this baby in my womb leaped for joy, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the angel. The baby in her womb leaped for joy. Even in the wombs, babies are loved by God. And he can still use them even for his great purposes. So filling Elizabeth's own son with his Holy Spirit, causing him to leap at the very sound of his Savior's mother's voice. Mary believed the word spoken to her. as from the Lord. Mary knew the angel was only God's messenger, but it was really, truly God who was speaking to her with His word. And her life would forever be different. She would be remembered by mankind forevermore as the one and only woman chosen to be the mother of God's Son, whom she would truly call Jesus as God had commanded. Luke tells us, Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months, possibly even there when John was born, the son of Elizabeth. She then returned to Nazareth, where she and her betrothed husband had joined together as husband and wife, as had the angel had arrived and appeared to Joseph, announcing to him the workings of God's plan. They were now in this together. They had been chosen by God for the very purpose of ushering in God's own Son into this world to be the Savior from sin. Mary and Joseph, Zechariah and Elizabeth, not remarkable in their own right. Normal people chosen by God for His purposes. And it is that choosing by God that made them special. Made them different. And you and I are the same. Normal people, stuck in an ongoing vicious cycle of sin, eagerly awaiting our exit from this brutal repetition. God has chosen you through His own Son to be His people. And that choosing of you has made you different, holy, righteous in His sight. And it has made you special, precious to Him. For the blood that Jesus would grow up to shed there on the cross, that would secure your place with God Almighty in His realm forever. How special indeed. You may or may not be ready for Tuesday. Coming celebration of Christmas. Presents may still need wrapping. Cookies may still need baking. Houses may still need cleaning. Whether you are ready for Christmas or not, you are ready for Christ's Mass. You are ready for His coming. For He has made you this way. By His grace, He has chosen you. He has forgiven you all your sins. He has washed you in baptism. He has fed you with His own body and His own blood. And through baptism, confession, and absolution, through the Lord's Supper, you stand ready for Christ's coming, whenever that indeed may be. And most certainly, you are made ready for this Tuesday, the celebration of His first coming at Christmas. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.